see a wall that's carbon dated to be 10,000 years BC. And it's a natural aquifer there, and the city has kind of moved around the aquifer over the centuries. And it's the last stop before you head up to Jerusalem. So it was a very wealthy town, kind of like a pit stop for people to pick up what they need for the long journey in all directions, with the Dead Sea on this side and the Jordan Valley over here. So Jesus is in the crowd. He's passing by. Jesus is passing by. There's a great book by St. Escriba, and he wrote a book called Jesus is Passing By. The title's always struck me, and it was really referring to this incident and the one with the blind man at the other end of Jericho, when Jesus is leaving and runs into a beggar at the gate on the outside. Now he's walking in, and people have heard he's coming, and they're just like the mission we had last week that with Father Ron, and last year with Sister Breeze and Father Kevin. People came from all over to see healings last year, and you know, Father Ron with his speaking abilities, and Jesus is like this, and people are coming, and here's this short tax collector. It's the gospel for short people. Last night we had a whole collection of short kids that were all dressed in saint costumes. It was really cute. But Zacchaeus can't see, and this is a blessing for him. He climbs a tree. You know, imagine a high-ranking individual, wealthy man climbing a tree. That sounds ridiculous. He didn't care. Zacchaeus was not a good man, and everybody knew it. The gospel gives us clues that one would have to know that they're there. Zacchaeus was a wealthy man. He got his wealth as a tax collector by extorting money from the people he collected from. I just got back from France, and it would be as, I'm still thinking in terms of France, it would be as if the country was overrun by the Germans, let's say, and you went to work for them, taxing your own people and making money off of them, and then cheating them, and then giving the proceeds to the occupying enemy. This is what Zacchaeus did, and he was not a light man. So he didn't care, you know, but he's the one that's seeking Jesus. Oddly enough, there's something in this man that is really moved, and he doesn't care how embarrassing it is. He's going to see. He makes the effort and climbs the tree. And this is, Jesus is passing by today, every day. I talk about this trip forever, but I was at the World Trade Center Museum, and I'm going to talk about that later, I think. But, you know, you come away from that is you never know what a day is going to bring, you know. And so this man took advantage of his opportunity. Jesus was passing by. And he wasn't, the whole crowd was full of religious people and non-religious. And some were Jewish, some were pagan. You know, Jericho's right there by the border. It still is. And it was a Palestinian town, in fact, until, you know, recently. That's where all the gambling was. The Israelis would go down there to gamble. So this man strives to see. We're in a very, I think, critical period of life, you know, with our election coming up, and I think I came back from the trip. I had my own little journeys before and after it, but I find myself, I look at the world situation, the tensions, the wars, the nuclear saber rattling, and I want to pray. I want to do something, and I wish that some of our leaders would have their meetings at Normandy or the World Trade Center site, or one of these places where war has occurred, you know, before we make our decisions and calm down. But each of us has a mission in life. What is my mission? Zacchaeus, in climbing the tree, he gets a different perspective than everyone else, and he also gets noticed by Jesus. I keep a penny in my chapel, and when I find I'm in a situation I don't know the answer to, which is quite frequently, I'll get that penny out and put it where I'm praying. And it symbolizes I don't have a dollar to put in. In other words, I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to give you the penny that I've got or whatever I've got. And I'm not talking about tithing. I'm talking about acting in faith. And then the Lord notices that and gives us what we need. And this man, this sinful man, got noticed by Christ. And he calls the man down even before he repents. Everybody stops and they're thinking, oh, Jesus isn't such a prophet. He doesn't even know who this is. And this man immediately disperses his wealth. And I'm going to get half of it away. And if I've extorted money, if I've extorted, everybody there has been extorted by this man. I'm going to restore it fourfold. So everybody turns out ahead. And Jesus comes into this house. As we go through life, we ask the Lord to give us the divine perspective. We need to see how things really are in our lives, in our world, in our country, and in my mission in life. That's why we come to Mass, to get these insights from Christ. When we climb the tree, he notices it. It doesn't matter how sinful we are. He's attracted to our sins. That's why he came and died for us. And, you know, with things like the election coming up, I came home and I didn't even know the governor was running. I guess I've been in France for too long. You know, so I said, I have to get educated. I don't have a clue who she's running against or whatever. So that was like yesterday I noticed this. But I have a responsibility in everything I do, at my work, at school, in retirement. The choices I make will last for eternity. We're in this brief world. We don't know how long it lasts, but as long as it lasts, I have a mission to accomplish. God's put something in my heart, my family, and the people I'm called to be with. And this is what's precious. And we ask God to give us that perspective, climbing that tree. One of the ways we get that perspective is 2,000 years of church teaching. It goes back all the way to the time of Christ. It gives us a perspective that we invite to the table when we're making our decisions, that others aren't fortunate enough to have that tree. We can see beyond the current situation to how things have been. It's like taking a core sample of a glacier or something. We have the long shared history to bring to the table, and that's part of it. And we have the scriptures we heard today, my hopefully well-formed conscience, and all of these things that give us a perspective on the current situation, which is very, very challenging. For myself, I've always been very, very, very passionate about life, from conception to natural death, and today we have there's the Father Taft Holmes. He was our former pastor here, built the hall many years ago, and in retirement set up all these homes for unwed mothers. A lot of people are going there tonight to eat dinner and contribute. That is a great thing. Salem's got all these great stuff here. And Project Rachel, and there's the one with the telephone. I can't remember what that's called. But that's another good thing that we do here. But all these different things, I feel that I must do something. That when I stand before God, the choices I make, whether it's the election or driving home, what time I leave Mass, do I stay till the end, for example, all the choices that I make will last until eternity. And I want to reason it out. I want to climb the tree. I want to make the effort to understand where the world is. That's why one goes on a pilgrimage. But one doesn't have to go away to get the insight. The insight comes to us at Mass. In these wonderful readings of Zacchaeus climbing the tree. And he was the greatest sinner in the crowd, but Christ was attracted to him. It's a great image for the end of the year of mercy, in a way. You know, there's nothing we can do that will expel Christ as long as we're sincere about our search for the real truth and all this baloney that we have to listen to all the time out in the media and things like that, whatever it is. We just ask the Lord to give us the insight of the church, of our lives, of the scriptures, of our mission in life, what we're passionate about, that we too can make a difference in the world like Zacchaeus. His stature grew from his encounter with Christ as Christ was passing by.